Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. This is Dennis again, coming on with the Daily Inspiration. We were going through chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning asking and thanking you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Father, we need your mercy. We need your grace. We need your love, Father. We need your guidance and directions from above. Father, we ask that you would fill us with your spirit this morning, and Father, would you teach us this morning? Would you fill us with your word? Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're looking at the word charity this week. The word love kind of fits right in there. Without charity, we are nothing. We can do whatever we want. We can be good stewards. We can help people. We can give all our goods away to the poor. But if we don't have charity, we are nothing. So we were in, we left off there in verse 5 yesterday. Does not behave itself, in other words, charity, does not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. That's the key right there. Thinketh no evil. So if we tend to think evil, that's not charity. Charity is not evil. Thinketh no evil. Verse 6, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. So, charity there again, we're looking at what charity is this week, or right now. Charity rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. So we find truth, we're reading the Bible, we study the Bible, we find truth, and we rejoice in it. But as soon as we come to iniquity, we do not rejoice in it. If we have charity, we don't rejoice in charity. We don't rejoice in iniquity, but we rejoice in truth if we have charity in our hearts. Verse 7, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. So, in other words, yeah, charity, it bears all things. It is patient. It is long-suffering. And we'll get to that yet, too. Charity never fails. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So, really, if we look at what the Bible's saying here this week in this chapter, if we don't have charity, we will fail. Charity is the number one key in a Christian life. All these other things doesn't profit if we don't have charity. We can move mountains, but if we don't have charity, it profits us nothing. We can pray for people. People can be healed through us praying. We can have faith. But if we don't have charity, we're nothing. Do you have charity? Do I have charity? What does it really look like when we walk it out? Do we love people? Or as soon as something goes wrong, we're upset. We're frustrated. It's not charity. We just calmly go on. Something goes wrong, we calmly go on, we calmly deal with the issue, we stay calm. We love the people. If people hurt us, we still love the people that hurt us. Is that who we are? Look, it says here, charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, whether there be tongues, whether there be knowledge, they shall all fail. They shall vanish. They shall fail. But charity never fails. That's what the Bible says. Charity never fails. It literally never will fail. Lord bless you as you listen in this morning, and we'll finish off the chapter. God bless you, and thanks for listening.